I am grateful because most of you know, but I mean, we have a lot of new people don't realize that I came here to teach school, and I was a member of this church. As a matter of fact, this is the only church I attended. I came here, and the first week I attended, I came to Eastwood. And so I was a member from 97 until 2002 when I became the pastor. And so I had a lot of being used to sitting here and worshiping just as a worshiper without having to think about my part in the service. And that's I really enjoyed doing that here today. And I can remember when I was first pastor, I sat just about where Don is. And I would come down to preach from there. And but what I really wanted to express is just what we were singing there of what a wonderful God we have and just how worthy of our praise he is. I can remember when I got back in, you know, thankfully Todd, he was sitting in this room and he felt like God was just speaking to him saying, you know, you better go down to the hospital. And so he left the service and went down there. And luckily, they were releasing me with just Robin. Robin couldn't get me out of the car. She couldn't get me in the car. She couldn't get me in the house. And he walked over and he said, I'll follow you home and help you get in the house. And that was really good. And then once I got in the house and I got sitting in that car and or sitting in that chair and they had the pillows all around me and I felt like I couldn't move. I just felt this overwhelming joy. And it was just this wonderful feeling of realizing that I was a child of God and that it didn't matter what happened in my life, that God was in control, I was in his hands, and that all the things in life that anyone could want, I had, and nobody could take them away. I thought about, the love that God's given me in this church family, in my own family, with every member of my family loving and serving Christ. And I thought about, the purpose that God had given me in life and how he'd opened my eyes to be able to at least see and try to do it, and how he had blessed me through my faults and not always the best efforts. I realized that I had peace. My life was filled with love, and it was overflowing with love and gratitude. And it just struck me, it doesn't matter. Everything on this earth is going to fade. It really doesn't matter what happens. What Christ gives us, no one can take away. And it's wonderful. So I enjoy just being here today to sit in this chair and be part of this body and just worship God and have an opportunity to give the thanksgiving like it should be given, because that's what God's looking at. It's what he wants for his children. It's what he gives us. And so I'm just gonna pray for us. Father, we are just so grateful for you. And we're so grateful for the things that you give us that are eternal. No one can separate us from the love of Christ. No one can separate us from the blessing of being in your presence. No one can separate us from the peace of knowing that we're in your hands. And no one can separate us from that great hope we have in Christ, of what the promise of eternal life without sin and without the brokenness and the hurt and the anger and all of the conflict of this world, when all of that is gone and we have those immortal bodies and we live in the world you intended us to live in with you. What a wonderful God you are, and what a wonderful life you have given us. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.